Jonathan, and I live in Casablanca.
My name's Ada, and I live in Casablanca. And I love riding in the tall train railroads.
Doot, doot!
Don't touch that mouse pad. Coming to you live from Swinglewood Studio in East Nashville, Pied Piper Creamery is proud to present the Coltrane Railroad Podcast, starring Katie Bowser, Chris Donahue, and the Coltrane Railroad Quartet. Have you seen Shorty Peppertone? All aboard!
Podcast number 4, in the dead heat of summer, comes not a moment too soon, because it's very cool. It's about ice cream! Hey, wait a minute. There are more people in here today.
We have a couple of special guests. We have with us...
Minty.
And...
Milkshake.
Welcome, ladies.
Minty and Milkshake. I am so glad you are here. And do you know why? We are going to share some ice cream today, if everyone does their job.
I'm going to do my job. I'm going to do it.
Okay, Minty, you're going to do your job? Milkshake?
Yes.
Okay, you know
There's
what our first job is?
On this.
We have to play some music. We have a really cool song picked out to play for our friends in podcast land today.
It's about ice cream.
It's about ice cream. It's about a specific kind of ice cream dish, a concoction, a mixture of things.
And it's called...
Banana split for my baby and a plain glass of water for me.
And it's by a wonderful musician named...
Louis Prima, a.k.a. King Louis.
A.k.a. King Louis. Is that the same King Louis from the animated version of The Jungle Book?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Oh, and do you know what else I happen to know about this King Louis? King Louis played the trumpet, and he was absolutely brilliant. So let's have a listen to... What was it called?
Banana split for my baby and a plain glass of water for me.
Okay, I think I got it. Here we go. Dig it.
Dig it.
Banana split for my baby, a glass of plain water for me. Banana split for my baby, glass of plain water for me. Dispenser man, if you please, serve my chick a mess of calories. Banana split for my baby, a glass of plain water for me. Flip back the lid, scoop anything in sight, make it a rainbow of red, brown, and white. Chocolate chip and everything that's nice, tutti frutti once and spumoni twice. Banana split for my baby and a glass of plain water for me. Spray the whipped cream for at least an hour, pile it as high as the Eiffel Tower. Loaded with nuts, about 16 ton. Top it with a pizza, just for fun. Banana split for my baby, and a glass of plain water for me.
Banana split for my baby, a glass of plain water for me. Banana split for my baby, a glass of plain water for me. Stack her up with crazy goo,
'cause that's the stuff she likes to wade right through.
Banana split for my baby,
a glass of plain water for me. Now add the cherries, the kind she loves to munch. Skip one banana, use the whole darn bunch. Drown it in fudge, 6 or 7 cans. Give her 2 spoons, she'll eat it with both hands. Banana split for my baby, and a glass of plain water for me. Separate checks, it must be. Charge the split to her, the water to me. Oh, the banana splits for my baby, and the glass of plain water's for me. Ain't got no money, the glass of plain water's for me.
Dig that, Louis Prima. Banana split for my baby. Now, it's gotten quiet in here. Where are Minty and Milkshake?
That's a good question.
You know what? Did they go to Pied Piper?
It's a distinct possibility.
Well, if they did, I hope they come back with an ice cream topped with pizza for me.
You can have that one. Oh, wait. Hey, they're here. Hey.
They're here.
Hey.
Girls, did you go to Pied Piper?
Ooh, I want whatever Minty's got. What do you got, Minty?
Minty Python.
Minty Python.
My
what
favorite.
About you, Milkshake? What'd you
Smurfberry
bring?
Smurfberry Crunch.
Smurfberry Crunch? Okay, do we have spoons?
We
got spoons. I've got spoons in the other room. While we eat our ice cream, I can play this little interview for you that I did with some kids on the last day of school at Pied Piper Creamery. And the question I asked them was, if they could make any flavor ice cream they wanted out of any ingredients, what would it be? And you want to hear what they said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Minty, go get the spoons and we'll play this for everybody.
If I could mix any ingredients to make an ice cream, I would probably mix a little bit of sugar, some chocolate, vanilla, caramel, and some sherbet, and I would mix it all up, and it would be called sugary mix of sherbet.
If I could make up an ice cream, I would put in strawberries and cranberries. I would call it soldier.
I would put together butterscotch and vanilla and peanuts to make butterscotch swirl.
I would mix avocado with lime with vanilla with green tea. What would I call it?
Green tea garbage.
Green garbage?
Yeah.
I would mix blueberries, strawberries, bananas, and a little bit of syrup, and I would call it Hattie like that.
I would mix bananas and cow poop to make a really weird flavored ice cream.
What'd you call it?
Tropical mud pie.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah?
Your flavor that you were talking about?
Yes.
I kind of thought it sounded like garbage, too.
But tropical mud pie's okay, though, I suppose. You'll notice that didn't get the same...
Okay, that wasn't so good either.
Well, but fortunately, this minty python is delicious.
I like how it's got lots of chocolate chunks that get stuck in your teeth and you get to keep them for a while.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you know what, too?
Mm-hmm.
What day is today?
4th of July.
4th of July. And since it's the 4th of July, it's the middle of summer, I think maybe we can create some more summer ambience in here. We've got, you know, the clinking of ice cream spoons and what else? We've got, yeah. And we've got a lawnmower here. And there's the ice cream truck. Now, Minty, you had a story about an ice cream truck, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Go ahead and tell it.
Well, I was walking down the street in the middle of summer, and I saw the ice cream truck. And this is very weird. Mm-hmm. He was playing We Wish You a Merry Christmas. He was going, "We wish you a Merry Christmas.
What?
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year."
No way.
No, ice cream trucks go with the 4th of July. Ice cream trucks don't go with Christmas.
Huh. Well, my theory about that is that the driver of the ice cream truck was probably trying to keep cool and think Christmassy thoughts in the dead heat of summer. Now, it's Independence Day, July 4th today. Our country was officially founded in 1776, and 1776 is an important date in ice cream history. Milkshake, can you tell me why?
Because the first ice cream parlor opened in New York City.
In New York City, where I'm from. And there was also a wife of a president that loved ice cream and brought it into the White House for the very first time. Minty, can you tell me who that is?
Dolly Madison.
Dolly Madison, correct. Now, let's take all that history and think on it while we listen to this next song, which is also about ice cream. Katie, you want to tell the story?
Ooh, yes. The owner of Pied Piper Creamery told us about the song, and we went and dug it up. Her mama sang it to her when she was little, and it wasn't a jazz song when we found it. It's called Chocolate Ice Cream Cone, but we made it into one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what we haven't done?
What?
We haven't played a Pied Piper commercial.
Oh,
I wonder if there's a way we can work it into the song.
We're almost at the end of the show. I don't know.
Huh. Maybe we'll get Ralston, our announcer, to try and cram the commercial into the song.
Oh, he's talented.
He's talented. So in addition to Ralston, we'll hear John Westbury on the drums, Tyson Rogers on the piano.
You going to play some bass?
Oh, I sure am. Are you going to sing?
I think I will.
I'll play bass if you sing.
Fantastic.
And Shorty Peppertone.
Uh-huh.
Is still in Bolivia.
You're kidding.
No.
I think he's at Lilith Fair, really.
He might. And here we go, Coltrane Railroad Quartet, My Chocolate Ice Cream Cone. Dig it.
Dig it. Dig it.
Dig it. My mama said if I'd be good, she'd send me to the store. She said she'd bake some gingerbread if I would sweep the floor. And so I did the thing she stub my toe upon a big old stone. Now need I tell you that I dropped my chocolate ice cream cone. A little doggy came along and he took a great big lick. And then I hit that mean old dog with just a little stick. It was a very small stick. It was really hardly anything. It just kind of tickled. But I was frustrated, you know? Then he bit me where I sit down. And he chased me all over town. And when he did, I was thinking about
stopping by Pied Piper, where the flavors are uncanny. Root beer float and Warren peach sorbet made of banana. Minty Python is at the one. There's oatmeal raisin in the sun. Butterfinger, I can't believe it. Are you there, goddess me? Margarita, ginger ale, sorbet, maybe vanilla ice, ice baby, sour cherry, cheesecake, chocolate, walnut, and smurfberry crunch, and oh. Pied Piper Creamery is at 114 South 11th Street in East Nashville. Telephone 615-227-4114. That's 615-227-4114. www.thepiedpipercreamery.com. Whew. Katie?
And now I'm lost, can't find my home, all because of that chocolate.
Coltrane Railroad Quartet with My Chocolate Ice Cream Cone. Ralston, well done there in the middle. That wasn't easy getting all those flavors in. How are you feeling, Katie?
Because I don't feel so good.
Well, what was wrong?
Milkshake. We shouldn't have eaten our ice cream before lunch. It's time to go eat lunch.
Okay. Well, maybe we should go eat lunch. That brings us to the end of podcast number 4.
Excuse us for a minute.
Where are you going, Minty? Oh, Minty and Milkshake are turning green. Uh-oh. Hey, take
here
that out of here.
Ice cream.
Not here on the rug.
There they go.
Not here on the
there
rug. Take it in the other room. If you want more information about Coltrane Railroad, you can go to www.coltranerailroad.com. That's C-O-A-L, trainrailroad.com. And I gotta go clean up that milkshake. We'll see you next time on the Coltrane Railroad podcast.
See you next time.
Dig it.
Dig it.
Oh, milkshake, I'm from the studio rug. Oh, no.